North Battleford, it's been a much longer wait than usual, but the Battleford's North Stars were back on the ice this past weekend. It was their annual fall camp held August 27th to 29, featuring the top hopefuls looking to crack the North Stars lineup for this upcoming SJHL season. The weekend culminated Sunday with the black versus white game featuring the top 40 prospects from this year's camp. While the game was a showcase for top players to show their stuff, a number of veterans were scratched from the lineup, such as Ryland McNinch, Dylan Esau, Jake Southgate, Stephen Kesslering, and newcomer Holden Dole. In the end, the black team beat the white team 7-3, in front of an enthusiastic number of fans in attendance at the newly renamed and repainted Access Communication Center. It was a welcome return of hockey to the venue after losing almost the entire 2020-21 season to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. The North Stars had only managed to get 3 regular season games in before the season was suspended and ultimately wiped out. The North Stars also conducted their hockey school over the past 2 weeks. The hockey schools ran from August 16 to 20 and August 23 to 27, and provided an opportunity for young hockey players to hone their skills directly from the North Stars coaches and players. In addition to the return of North Stars activities, the ACC also hosted Battleford's AAA Stars hockey. The Stars beat Warman 3-2 in overtime last Wednesday to kick off the preseason at home. The game marked the return of competitive hockey to the Battlefords for the first time since last fall's shutdown. As for the North Stars, their preseason schedule is just around the corner. It begins on Labor Day Monday on the road against the Kindersley Clippers, followed by a rematch with the Clippers on Wednesday at Access Communication Center. Game time on September 8th is 7:30 p.m. that night. The regular season itself begins September 24th at home to Kindersley.